have to be what?
Twice.
What?
Twice as good.
Twice as good as them to get half of what they have.
Welcome back, howdy, listeners, lovers, friends, and friends of friends. That friend that was invited to the dinner, but don't nobody know. Welcome back. This is another episode of the Twice as Good podcast, and we are your hosts, Dallas DK Kyle and the magnificent MJ Craig are back. We're back, baby, with another episode.
Back and better than ever, although a little tired, a little sleepy.
Yes. So we are going to give you guys, we're going to give it to you.
You know, every now and then, I think you'd like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But you know, we never, ever, ever do nothing nice or easy. We like to do things nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of the song, we're going to do it nice. And at the end, we're going to do things a little rough. The song is called Proud Mary.
Yes.
That's how I feel right now.
How was your, you are all moved into your new home.
I'm all moved in. I'm a New Yorker now.
I thought the rule was like you had to wait 10 years. You had to live there 10 years before you could get the
monitor. I'm okay with that. I did give away my I Love New York shirt because I felt like it was weird to be living here and have that shirt.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think DC has a very specific skyline. And for folks who don't know, it is illegal to have a building in DC that is taller than the Capitol building. So there are like no skyscrapers in DC or like massive high rises. Mm-hmm. And I love it because like it's clearer to see the sky. Like you can see in DC for like miles and miles and miles. Mm-hmm. And like when you're flying into the city or when you're flying out, like the image, or like even at night driving past the monuments, just being able to see so much, I love. It is also the case that I have never lived in a city that has, I mean, Minnesota had like high rises and skyscrapers and stuff like that, but Minnesota's just not as big. Or Minneapolis specifically. Like, just like all the brownstones, and like the people, and people have all these different fashions and culture. And the metro, the subway, $2.90 to go fucking anywhere. So.
Oh, really? I heard the metro was getting more expensive, but I guess is that.
I mean, maybe that's what, maybe $2.90 is more expensive. Okay. But I mean, $2.90 in DC gets you like one stop. And $2.90 here gets me from where I live in Brooklyn to Harlem. So it's just very, like that part is just very different. The dog is adjusting. He's never walked this much in his fucking life. And he's also getting used to the noise. We are on the like street side of the apartment. So it gets quite noisy. But yeah, I love it. I'm walking more than I've walked in a really long time. I'm getting to eat like really good food. It's peaceful.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited.
In this new chapter. So I'm wishing you Godspeed. And I can't wait to come see you.
I can't wait till you come visit. Maybe that week we'll splurge and we'll record our podcast at WTF Media.
Yes. So this weekend was a good weekend. I want to give a shout out to Star Faces at Towson Mall. It's a cute little kiosk. And shout out to the manager there, Taylor, who did my brows and my lashes. My lashes are holding up and my brows are still intact. She gave me a little fill on the brow and a nice cute lash. So for an event that I had, I would like to congratulate my husband, Michael B. Jordan, and his bestie, Ryan Coogler, for a fantastic movie that I have spent my hard-earned Black dollars twice. So hopefully, if you haven't gone to see it, please go see it. And shout out to my mom for breakfast this morning, because that is slapped. It's nothing like your mom designed to be like, to bless you with a little home-cooked meal after a night out. So,
I mean, my mom hasn't done that in a while, but she did bless me with some money 2 weeks ago to help with the move. And I was like, you're a real one.
Yeah, no, when your parents just treat you like you're like their child after you're grown, it's a special feeling after you've had to adult for a little bit.
It's a blessing. Like when I opened the check, I was like, word. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, adulting can be ghetto. So when your parents are like, oh my baby, here you go, here's breakfast, or here's money, or here's just a little something, you're like
right. Also, it's not can be ghetto, adulting is ghetto.
I'm choosing to look at the positives.
The ghetto has positive stuff in it too,
right? You know what, I like the way you said that. It does. Yeah. it does. Well, today is a new moon. It's like a new moon in Taurus and Capricorn. So for all the girlies who like astrology and manifesting, it's a good time to get a journal, get some goals going, leave the old self behind, leave the new, step into the new thing. So that's happening. It's a new moon this evening on the 27th. So work on that. David Hogg, please stop emailing me. I've unsubscribed from your list six different times.
You know, there's an article that came out last week about a pack that he ran, I think last cycle or the cycle before, that raised like seven figures.
Of course.
But the most money they spent was on staff and his average salary.
Of course. So that lets us know where we're going with that. The Pope is officially been buried.
Yeah, rest in peace.
RIP to Pope Francis.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
You know, I'm a Catholic, grew up Catholic, born and raised, did my sacraments. And there are a lot of issues with Catholic Church, you know, a lot of things. But I do have to say, when we put that shit on, we put that shit on. It was giving couture. Those robes were robing, red and gold everywhere. Hats were popping. It was lit. That actually just woke me up. God came in me so I can spread this message. The Catholic Church does a lot of things wrong. A lot. The list, so long. It's probably longer than the Bible if you just line it out. But when it comes to putting that shit on, can't talk about my people. They know how to put that shit on. Them robes, they looked fierce on Friday or on Saturday. Even the old Pope, what was it, Benedict, the one who was there before Francis?
Yeah.
Yo, shoes were popping, was out here getting Gucci slippers. Like, when it comes to putting that shit on, can't no one tell me, nobody does better than the Catholic Church. You know?
The question I have is, and this is a very Black question, who does the body over at the Vatican? Like, that's the question that many Black people have when they go to funerals is who is doing the body? And that's a question I've had like all week long. Like, is there an embalmer? Like, who does the body at the Vatican for the Pope?
I think they have like a particular person who does it, but they also get to like write out all that stuff in their will.
Yeah, he had a very short will. Like, that thing was...
He did, but he had like very specific things in terms of making sure that they were homeless, mentally ill, drug addicts, and members of the trans community who were like ushered to be in the front when the casket was removed. What I did think was interesting about that is the implication that being homeless, a drug addict, being homeless or a drug addict was like comparable to being trans. But that's neither here nor there.
He was doing the best he could with what he had.
Yeah. I was like, okay. But yeah, those photos from when like all the cardinals are walking and they got the hat and they got like the gold like stitching on the back of those red robes. I was like, we know how to put that shit on.
Do you think, who do you think will be the new Pope?
So I don't know any of the names because I'm not like that into it, but I would say pretty similarly to the US, there is the struggle of being more conservative or being more liberal and how picking one of these will alienate the others, right? Like if you decide to become more conservative, chicken, duck, and the people who cook them and the people who eat them are probably going to start leaving in droves. But if you become too liberal, you'll lose what you have left of the more conservative parts of the church. So,
I am not Catholic, so I'm not really sure who's who. I know they said there are two African popes, cardinals that are in the running who have a good chance of winning, but I've been told both of them are actually extremely conservative.
Yeah. Very much so. I was like...
And really, we're not a fan of Pope Francis's policies. I'm sure that they were fine with him as a person, but did not like his policies.
Yeah. I actually just finished watching the movie Conclave. Yeah.
Such a good movie.
It was so good. And again, Catholics know how to put that shit on. It's funny because every time I see, what's his name? Rafe, like something with an R.
I never know that man's name. I'm huge.
Because it looks like Ralph, but that's not how they pronounce it. No. But whenever I see him, all I see is Voldemort.
Yes.
I like him. You know, when he talks, there was like a scene where he like talked and he kind of laughed and I was like, ugh, you sound like He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Y'all are hilarious.
Stanley Tucci was super good in it. But yeah, Conclave was really good. And I feel like with everything going on with the church, I was like, I need to watch something scandalous.
Conclave is good. One of a hometown fave here at the Kyle household. I want the Filipino cardinal. As a non-Catholic, as someone who this will, I mean, I'm sure politically it will impact me in some roundabout way, but as someone who's like, you know, this has no like impending immediate impact on my life. If you're just asking, I got to hear a mass that he gave the Filipino cardinal because they're showing different clips of all the different folks who are in the running. I like him. He talked about labor. And if you know me, you know, that's a huge thing for me, paying working people a fair wage. So that's DK's. If I'm in conclave, I'm writing names on slips of paper. That's who I'm writing and I'm putting in the pot. So that is Donald Trump was there with Melania.
That blue fucking suit.
I said, sir.
This is so embarrassing.
Why everybody else found their black suit but you.
And then they tried to make it, like, they propagandized it by then taking, like, a wider photo and taking photos with all the class, like, with all the, with a bunch of people in blue. So it looked like he wasn't the only one. And someone pointed out that this was Photoshopped.
Yeah, because he was the only one. Like, that's, this is, I was just like, who comes to a few, and again, Melania looks embarrassed.
The first, I mean, doesn't lady, she always?
She's just like, what in the world? Like, everybody else is in black here, and
including me.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I did have a question. I wonder if Melania is Catholic, because she was wearing a veil.
She was.
And I didn't know if she was doing that for aesthetics, because there were plenty of other women who are not Catholic.
Mm-hmm. In the dress code, it asked for men and women to regard, like, Catholic, like, dress codes and stuff like that. I think she was just abiding by the dress code, because one of the options was to wear a veil.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was just like, I saw that there were some women who were wearing them, and of course, I know, like, the royal queens who are still, like, the royal families who are still very Catholic were wearing their veils. So I was just like, oh, I wonder if Melania is Catholic, and we didn't know. So there's that. A lot of people are still mad at J.D. Vance. The Dalai Lama canceled his appearance with the
Vice President. I don't blame him. I'd be like, the last leader you saw, you killed, and you both know you're a dummy anyway. I don't need to do this shit.
I thought that was very interesting that the Dalai Lama was like, hey, you know, this isn't the time right now, so I'm gonna let this go. In other news,
I had to turn off the fan. It's barely cold in here, and I think it's part of what's making me sleepy. But yeah, the week has been wild. What else has happened this week? I feel like the Trump
White House correspondence dinner was this weekend.
I saw the photos. They didn't have a comedian this time, so I didn't really care.
Yeah, is that like a thing that's gonna continue?
Because our president's sensitive, and he doesn't want anyone making fun of him, and he doesn't want to make fun of himself. So
then, yeah, I'm gonna have to take this off of my bucket list for the time being, because no shade, a bunch of journalists in one room talking to a bunch of politicians in one room in a hotel with subpar food, because when you start making food for that many people, it's never really good. Like, and I don't care if you're at the Four Seasons. I don't care if you're at Best Days Inn. Like, it doesn't matter.
Rubber.
And if that's the posture, the heart posture we're taking to with the White House Correspondents' Dinner while Trump is in office, then I don't ever want to go, because the only reason to go to something like that is the comedian to see what jokes are going to be said. So,
I mean, it's very much giving dictator. This is the same administration that I think, was it Friday or Thursday, arrested a federal judge?
Yeah. So,
For harboring an undocumented migrant. Literally, she just asked the person to step out of her courtroom for a minute. And when ICE agents left, they walked right by him. So. Very wild. Once we start arresting judges, we're reaching the end.
Listen, it's time to tighten up out here. You can't be caught slipping in this administration. I just am very much like
Everyone should stay on their P's and Q's. And a city girl said, y'all hoes gotta tighten up. Yeah. That's one of my favorite songs from their first album.
I don't even know. Like, it's hard to even think about the future or what stuff will look like next year because there's so much happening right now. Like, someone asked our governor, well, I guess mine now, what Westmore went to the Victory Fund. I believe he was a keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. And they were like, are you running for president 2028? And I was just like, he has to be reelected in 2026 first, girl.
Right. We got to focus on the here and now.
And he even said that. He was just like, he's like, I'm running for governor in 2026. Talking about DC, I want to run into the Obama. As you all know, they live there. They are bi-coastal, so they'll do some time in California with their girls, and then they will also do some time, but they are still primary residents of the District of Columbia. All of y'all have had your Obama sighting. They were in Georgetown the other day getting dinner. I would like to have my Obama sighting. I'm just saying, that's just like a it's a thing that's on my bucket list. It probably will replace the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, clearly they are around. There's also that photo that went viral of Obama like
just walking,
getting into their kid's like photo. So,
which is funny because low key, I still would cuss him out because I'm like, don't you see this photo happening here? You just walking in the back.
You know better. Because, like, what are you really going to do? Except be like, hey. And then you see the president, you're like, oh my God, President Obama. I would have voted for you a third time.
Crying. Yeah. No, I probably would have made some kind of shady remark, but it would have been just very light because that's still Obama.
Yeah. 100%.
I did want to note that the Lord, I'm really starting to lose my mind. I got some notes back from a listener who was just like, hey, Scandal shouldn't be watched in a condensed version. And I do want to say I agree with that method. This person watched Scandal in a matter of like, I would say like 2 weeks to get from season one to season six, seven. So
that's crazy. I mean, Scandal is, I agree with you, like, because some of the thing that made the show great was the cliffhangers that only last 8 seconds aren't that good. What I will also say is for Malice at the Palace, they're lucky no one sued.
Well, I just think that if you all are fans of this show, as we return back to our original format starting next week, don't watch some of these series in one condensed format. Save political shows that you can watch without, no, you know, destroying your life because you feel like you now know too much. I would say The West Wing. The West Wing is a safe, like, nobody.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, it's a safe place. You can do it. Like, it's fine. Although you could binge House of Cards, the UK version, and the US version. I think it's best to take it like one or two episodes at a time because it's very cerebral. If you watch, if you start to binge it, you actually start to miss one, some of the power plays, and you start to miss some of the things that actually start start have background meaning to the show. So don't watch that all at once, but definitely do not watch Scandal in one fell swoop. It really destroys you mentally. You see Olivia go back and forth between two men. People get shot.
A lot of people get shot.
You know, people get drugged. People get kidnapped. It's just a lot. It's
too much. A lot of kidnapping.
Show's
crazy.
So, like, let's not do that. MJ, do you have anything you want to uplift?
Dick Durbin, Senator Dick Durbin announced that he is retiring.
Oh, yes.
We love to see it. Not because there's anything wrong with Senator Durbin as a person, but we got to get some of these old elected officials all up out of here. The Lieutenant Governor of Illinois has already announced that she was running, and the governor, our boy JB, already gave her his endorsement. So that'll be a great race to watch. And in New Hampshire, similarly, Jean Shaheen, if I remember correctly, that's the New Hampshire person, has already endorsed Chris Pappas, who is currently a member of Congress, running to replace her in the Senate. So lots of movement and shaking in Chicago and on the Senate side.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. My eyes are have been watering all day. I want to wake up 4 years from now, and hopefully this will all be a fever dream.
As if we wake up 4 years from now.
Oh, don't say that. We waking up 4 years from now. Hopefully in a better place.
I don't know. Some days I feel that way, and other days I'm like, maybe it's time to close up this chapter on America.
But where you gonna go? What's your, You know, mine is the Middle East. I've always had a love affair with the Middle East.
Going to Europe. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get around. I love Italian food. I love French food. I love Spanish food. I don't even mind the Dutch and German food's okay, if you're into sausages and beer, if you're not, I won't even tell you that we're going to drink on it. I'm just going to say,
Yeah, no, Germany's not my favorite place. I actually have a fascination and love of the German language, but the food I could do without. So
yeah. I love a nice brat.
I could do a schnitzel. Little schnitzel is good. Mm-hmm. The chocolate, you can't go wrong with German chocolate. It's their thing.
So it sounds like you could make it there if you had to. You just prefer not to.
Well, I'm not going to spill no family tea, so I'm going to just keep. Let me just be quiet.
Fair enough.
I was about to spill some tea. But I was like, you know what?
Let me keep this in the archives.
No, well, one, because it's not that much of a... I'm not that tired where I can't just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm still very much... I think the last thing I really want to talk about, and this will probably be it for me... Y'all really tried to rob Shedeur Sanders. I don't know what's true and what's not true. Some people said that his interviews were bad. Other people said it was collusion. I watch football. I'm not deep into the politics or the rumors of football because it's never that serious for me. But
you know, not for nothing, I think a lot of the critiques that we have about the Black community, about absentee fathers, about morals and values, I think Deion Sanders is as close as you're going to get as a good role model. I'm sure that there are others, but like as a good role model of a father being actively present in his son's lives and having an interest in what they do in their day-to-day lives and their future. I don't think Deion Sanders did anything different than what Archie Manning did with both of his sons.
Well,
because if you know anything about the Mannings, Archie.
Well, all three, actually, because they had Peyton and Eli have an older brother, but he got a really bad injury in high school.
Yes, he did. I always forget about him. Sorry. But Archie Manning is, if you know anything about football history, was notoriously involved at the beginnings of his son's football career into the NFL. Like, was giving stage dad a little bit, from what I have read and been told. Deion Sanders didn't do anything differently. I just find it very interesting that you all were very comfortable with letting one of his sons sign an undrafted contract, and then letting his other son fall to the round five. I saw
144th pick.
I saw some of the other quarterbacks y'all picked up in that first round. I mean, a guy that sits high and looks low, your season won't go the way you think it's gonna go.
And the sucky thing is, because he was drafted so low, he basically gets one shot at starting. And if he doesn't do well, they're just going to go to their cots. And, like, that'll be it.
So, but I think Shador is going to rise to the occasion. I just think that y'all are hilarious. And God is watching. And your seasons aren't going to go the way that you think that they're going to go. And this will be why. Because one team picked up a quarterback that during the Columbine missed a whole throw. Like, just.
I mean, they had. people thought he was going to go to the Raiders because he'd been coached by Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's part owner of the Raiders. And then it didn't happen, and people were like, so.
They thought he was going to go to the Saints. So, I was just like, y'all are very funny. I'm going to do some more research on this topic before we talk about it in depth. But I think Uncle Shay Shay is a very clear indicator that when TLC said stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Man, you really fucked that up. If you want to give the background, I'm going to grab a Red Bull so we can have a real conversation. As you can tell, my eyes are, I look like I'm high.
She does. She looks like I just
got the day. I, like, oh my God. I, like, turned off the fans because the air, let me get this Red Bull. But yes, if you want to give a breakdown of what happened to you, former Unc Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, because you can't be my Unc dating 19-year-olds. So, hello, lovers. It's Dallas DK Kyle. We're here. It's just you and it's just me, and we're all alone together. You look so sexy right now. Any of those? Way too much. Anyway, so sometime last week, Shannon Sharp, it hits the news that Shannon Sharp is being sued for $50 million by Tony Busby, by an anonymous person. Shannon Sharp and his lawyer then come out and say, this person's not anonymous. It's some girl, some very nice young Latina only fan star. I'm going to take a step and say she's a white Latina because she presents that way. I'll leave that for you all to look up and make that decision for yourselves. But, you know, then Shannon Sharp then proceeds to share his text messages, but he only shares the text messages that come from her. He doesn't share the text messages that he's sending back and forth with this young lady. It also comes out that Shannon Sharp has another young woman who is about to sue him for the same reason that the first young lady is suing him, which is sexual assault.
You can't be out here threatening to choke people out, yeah.
And then it came out that Shannon Sharp had a very similar case while he was still on First Take with Skip Bayless that conveniently went away. It also then came out that Shannon Sharp proceeded to try to settle the matter for not $50, but $10 million before the lawsuit hit the airwaves. Mm-hmm. This is the same man who said initially that this was a shakedown, that Tony Busby was trying to do the same thing to him that he did to Jay-Z. First of all, don't you ever do no stupid stuff like that no more, Shannon Sharp. Because
the one thing I will say is him saying, like, Tony Bisbee or whatever his last name is trying to do the same thing to me that he did to Jay-Z. That is true. The difference is that Jay-Z claimed he was innocent, forced proof, they couldn't find any. The dates didn't add up, the numbers didn't add up. The allegedlys weren't adding up to actual evidence. Because Tony Bisbee is like a lawyer known for like shaking down male celebrities. What is different in your case is that you fucking did it, and there are text messages to prove it, and you threatened to choke her out if she didn't listen to you. You're fucking nuts.
I will add to that and say, Tony Busby is a lawyer who's known for taking on these kinds of cases, not any different from Gloria Allred and her mother.
Gloria Allred is the mom.
Sorry. I always mix them up. They look very much carbon copy. She spit her
out. But then that family represented Harvey Weinstein, and that's when I was like, oh, this is all a gimmick. This is all about the money. I don't give a fuck about none of this.
Yeah. But Tony Busby, I will say that Tony Busby is known for this work. But I want to be very clear, because everybody is trying to make Tony Busby, and this is not me standing up for him because I don't know this man like that. Tony Busby is like an actual lawyer with an actually like well-paid law firm, like
sure,
that he owns. He wins cases. Like, he's taking people to trial and wins cases. I'm not saying that you don't, but I think a lot of people, because of the Jay-Z debacle, think that like Tony Busby is like some ambulance chaser who needs money. Like, no, Tony Busby is a multimillionaire, like award-winning attorney. Like, he's not.
I don't think he's an ambulance chaser. I do think that when you bring these type of cases versus a lot of celebrities, you're gonna get a lot of them to settle. And I do think that is how he makes a chunk of his money.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if that's how his firm makes a significant amount of their money, is the fact that, like, yeah, I can take you to court and I'll win in court because I'm a good lawyer. But being a good lawyer is also knowing how to game the system. I could just force you to settle because you don't want this to become public, which is basically what, like, they try to do with Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was just like, no, I'm only going to give you like 10K.
And no, 10 mil.
Or 10 mil. And that's why it's like a whole thing now. But yeah, it's giving shake. Like, not, I feel like grifty is not the right word, but like opportunistic.
Yeah, I mean, I will agree with you on that. I think if you're a civil suit, if you're a lawyer who, if you're an attorney who specializes in like civil law, like you do a lot of lawsuits, things like that, then, and if you want to be an attorney who actually turns a profit, because the average lawyer graduates law school with base level $100,000 in debt, upwards to like, I've seen some people leave law school with like a $400,000 student loan debt. So if you want to like start your own practice and turn a profit, settling
settling civil suits will always be the way that you actually make money. So I don't think Tony Busby is any different. I just wanted to put that out for the record, because I think a lot of people, I've heard a lot of the discourse, and they're just like, he's an ambulance chaser, he's this, he's a grifter. I was like, no, this is an actual man with an actual law degree who's been doing this for quite some time. Now, I think he picked the wrong target in Jay-Z, and he found out.
Jay-Z was like, I'll be damned.
And that's another thing. Jay-Z was just like, if this is true, you should be filing criminal charges. If you go back and listen to Shannon Sharpe's initial statement, his statement and Jay-Z's statement are very different. Another reason why you're not like Jay-Z. But I did really want to bring up this issue because in the state of Maryland a few years ago, then Senator Sarah Elforth was the lead legislator, lead sponsor for a bill that upped the age of marriage in the state of Maryland. So I believe now the age is 18. I believe at some point it was like 16, 17. And now we've increased the age to 18 when you're an actual legal adult, because we realized that there were still like child marriage was still like on the books in Maryland, which was crazy. And when I saw the Shannon Sharpe thing hit the news cycle, I was just like, what does a 50 at the time 52 year old man have in common? Or like, what are y'all talking about? Not even what shared interests, but like, how do you even have a conversation to get to sex, before you can even get to like there has to be some kind of conversation. You can't even really have a real conversation about kinks and intimacy and consent and what you like versus what I like and what feels good and doesn't feel good, just from a sexual perspective, because you're 52 and she's 19. Like, life experience is completely different. Like, this isn't somebody who's in their like 20s, 30s, like even mid-20s. Like, this person couldn't even buy you a drink, can't rent a car, like do any adult things, can barely buy a house or vote. But this is who you decide to have a relationship with. And I think the biggest thing I had was Shannon Sharpe was born in like the 60s. No, excuse me, 70s. Late 60s, early 70s. I just want to say that the Civil Rights Voting Act and 1968. Yeah, great. You were born the same year MLK, Bobby Kennedy. Both, a lot of important figures died in history. Desegregation was still pretty new. You are too doggone old to be engaging in race play, sir.
The race play thing is wild to me. Like, someone said it online and they were just like, how come when this stuff happens and we find out they're into race play, they're never like, let's play back to Brown v. Board. It's always, let's play back to the Dred Scott case. Let's play back to the Missouri Compromise. And it's like, how come the only race play y'all know involves y'all being slaves?
Shit is sharp. Shannon Sharpe grew up in the Deep South with his grandparents. What about that for you is like, let me engage in buck breaking race play kink? Like,
absolutely wild.
And the embarrassment. I'm like,
I mean, as a party, we've had our own scandals. Anthony Weiner, Elliot Spitzer, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, but Anthony Weiner is not... Anthony Weiner is Jewish, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he's not playing in the Hebrews versus Pharaoh. Like, this is crazy.
The story was just wild. And then I think I sent you that tweet, because Shannon Sharpe had Cat Williams on her show last year and Nick on his show this year. And they both told him Watch out for them, white people. They are like, don't go get caught up. Because if you go get caught up, that's going to be it. Your career's going to be over.
But it's like, it's not even just about, because I think it's so easy to say, like, watch out for those young white girls. They're going to catch you. You're going to get caught up. Mm-hmm. It's not even just that. Because I think that's just so surface level. What it is that at a certain age, because the saying, when you're black, you have to work twice as hard just to get half.
That's literally the...
It is, yes. It is the saying.
Clip gets paid beginning of every show.
But it is the thought process that is amplified when you're in certain, when you occupy certain spaces, i.e. politics, i.e. Hollywood, i.e. sports entertainment, that when you actually really start to want to actively start making multi-millions of dollars, like generational wealth, because Shannon Sharp was about to sign a deal for $100 million for his podcast, Club Shay Shay. And he was about to have another 7-figure deal for Nightcap with Ocho Cinco. So he was really about to get paid. It's those things that when you engage in certain behaviors,
stupid,
that you don't get a pass, like your compatriots. This isn't something that you can just, oh, yeah, I made a mistake. I thought, you know, foolish. Bill Clinton did it with Monica Lewinsky. We've been able to...
They didn't do it, but yes.
There was a power dynamic at play. I think we all can agree to that. And so, there was a dynamic of where she was too young and he was too old.
Well, it's that weird... I feel like it's also, you're at an age... Like, at 19, I mean, obviously, this girl's on OnlyFans, so, like, to her, money's money. But it's that weird age where you think dating an older guy shows that you're grown. Right? Like, sorry, threw back that Red Bull quick. But this idea that, like, oh, they must be into me because I'm so mature and I know so much and I'm so cool. Not realizing, like, no. They're into you because they think they can mold you like a piece of clay.
I don't even think it's that for her, because quite honestly, when I read them texts, when I listen, I hear the audio, she's the more mature one.
Right.
Having to remind him about consent, having to tell him no means no.
Right. Have you seen the clip of Tracee Ellis Ross, or it might have been an article, where she's talking about dating? And why she actually dates younger men.
Oh, no. Yeah, I saw the... the entire interview she did with Michelle and her brother. It was really good. She talks about a lot of different things in regards to dating. But she does go on to say, specifically for that men her age, which would be Shannon Sharp, because I think she's like maybe... few years younger than Shannon Sharp, but she's in her 50s. She says, like, men my age have succumbed to a toxic masculinity that I just am not interested in. And having to, and she specifically talks about it from like a pay dynamic and being financially independent, and as a woman who is a business owner and an entrepreneur and an actress. And I understood what she said, and I had some pushback on it, but that's not my experience. That's hers. But then Shannon Sharp comes out, and I was just like, oh, this is what she was talking about. So I just think it's very interesting.
I mean, like I said, we've had some sex scandals of our own in the party, but this was a little different.
Keep your hands and feet to yourselves, and, you know, date who you want to date, love who you want to love, you know, especially in times like these.
we can't really get too deep down on who's dating who. But, you know, do it appropriately. Consent is still a thing. You know, you can't go to jail. You can't be sued. And at this point, if Diddy and Shannon Sharp haven't cha-cha anything, I don't know what other lessons. I don't know who else we can shine a light on to get y'all to understand that. Stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to and heed the words of your grandmama, please. And stop embarrassing us in these streets. Well, guys, we are going to call it a day. This was a short episode because we were back-to-back at events this week. I did not get a break and this weekend. But we are coming back with our regular format. I'm hoping that we can do sinners soon. And then
I feel like that was a slight little dig. You were like, and we can do sinners soon. And if y'all could see the way she looked at me through the camera, mind you, I'll be very transparent. Part of the reason we are wrapping up is because you're gonna hear, you've heard DK's voice a lot more than mine this episode because I am literally falling asleep. I am so tired.
Did I call you out about it? I was just gonna, I'm like,
I'm calling myself out because I don't, listen. This whole calling out culture, I'll call myself out. That way, when I call you out, everything's on the table. Excuse me. The Red Bull did not work. So DK is very kindly being like, you know what? Let's just wrap this up. Because clearly Michelle is MJ is not where she needs to be. But yes, we will get back to our regularly scheduled programming. And the next show that we're going to dig into is the one that DK recommended earlier this episode as a way to jumpstart into politics. The West Wing.
Oh my God. I only want to do sinners because there's a ton of like political, there are a lot of cultural things and I'm sure we'll touch on those, but there's actually a lot of political themes and history themes. And some, I've been looking at some of the commentary and I'm realizing that American public schools, some of the school systems have missed the mark. I'm genuinely saying this, and then we're gonna peace out. I didn't know that majority of Americans didn't know that there were Chinese people who lived in the South, and that they didn't know. A lot of people aren't aware of how long specifically Chinese Americans have been in America, and their contributions to American infrastructure and American culture. And why you often have seen like Chinese restaurants and things in different specifically in like Black neighborhoods. I am just now, when I see some of the different commentary, I was like, oh wow, you guys. Yeah. So this is a reflection on the people who didn't know, because if you don't know, you don't know. But like, these were things I learned in like American history that I thought everybody knew.
You would hope that more people learned how the railroads were built, but.
And honestly, I just think, and I hate to say this, I think American school systems, specifically public, are hiding things. And not when I say I'm like deliberately, I think some things are actually taken out of the curriculum and reserved for what they call in American school systems like gifted students. So unless you're like in humanities or AP or IB, or you go to a private school, I don't think that they're teaching this in the curriculum, which is scary.
I mean, they do. Like, we, actually, no. I was in AP and gifted classes, so I don't know if this is
exactly
curriculum.
See,
Like, but you really feel think like about at it. Some point we all learn about the railroads and like how the rail, like the railroad system came to be. You know, it's funny. I don't remember them ever bringing up like J.D. Rockefeller or Andrew Carnegie.
And that's all I'm saying. I'm like, I really do think that there are several layers and nuances about American history that I remember specifically learning about. The contributions of the Chinese is one of them. There was like a whole section about Chinese Americans. So I was very surprised that a lot of people in watching Sinners did not know about it and about them and their contributions, specifically the men and their families. But that'll be something that we talk about next week. So thank you guys for hanging in. We are going to wish MJ a good night's sleep because we both have our big girl jobs in the morning, but her more specifically. So
I'm taking an edible to make it all better. And well, I have a weighted blanket now and a cooling blanket.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm going to skip my regular late night girl dinner.
Ooh.
That I do. It's so good. I do brie, of course. Water crackers.
Like
a little berry medley, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. Mm. And then I have a chili fig jam to put on top of the brie. And then a little side of pistachios, salted and peeled.
Oh, I'm going to Whole Foods tomorrow. Thanks.
So good. You're welcome.
We're going to Whole Foods tomorrow.
Next week, we're going to do maybe a little, we're going to switch girl dinner up and maybe do a little caviar and some McNuggets.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a little charcuterie board for dinner this week. Mostly because I'm switching to, I'm going to stop grocery shopping and I'm going to just get like Factor meals or some other like healthy food plan because it's just me and I'm having certain weight loss goals and things that I want to hit. And I just, because I'm too lazy or whatever the case may be, I don't do enough to meal prep. I do have like protein shakes and stuff, but it just is not working out. So I've decided that I'm going to just have the shit sent to my house so we can move the fuck over. Anyway. Well, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Thank you guys for hanging in here with us. Another Fever Dream episode for y'all, but we look forward to seeing you all next week. Remember that you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget to send your listener letters to the Twice as Good podcast at contact.twiceasgood@gmail.com. Send you peace, love, and soul. Okay, bye.
Bye.